Can you tell me a little bit about your family background, your ethnicity, and where you
parents
come from?
Are Indian American, and I'm Indian American. In newsrooms, I've never really had an issue. I mean, most newsrooms, I've gone through the same process that most, whether it's young reporters or producers, go through. When I went to WSB Radio in Atlanta, the distrust that I felt from other coworkers was not because I was Asian. It was just because I was young. And then, you know, when you have that first breaking news story that lets your coworkers realize that you know what you're doing. And that's a process that all of us go through, is earning that respect among your coworkers. And once I had that respect within my newsroom, I never had a problem after that. In terms of issues, being Indian American, you get those more out in the field as a producer and as a reporter. I've dealt with that, you know, from time to time. Interestingly, nowhere near as often as I used to. The majority of my career was in the South, including stops in Huntsville, Alabama, Augusta, Georgia, and then a long time in Atlanta, where I was at WSB Radio for 10 years and CNN Radio for 3 years. But much of my career has been in the South. I'm in Washington, D.C. right now. And so from time to time in the field, you'll deal with issues of who you are and your race and your ethnicity.
So in the field, if you can specify a little bit, was it sources not trusting you with stories or people not talking to you?
Generally not sources. Actually, right off the top of my head, I can't think of a source that I had an issue like that with. And I covered Georgia politics for quite a while. I mean, that's a good old-fashioned, good old boy network. And even covering, you know, rural politicians from Georgia, I pretty much had kind of the same process that others. You just got to earn their trust. And it really doesn't matter that you're Asian or not. The issues that I've run into in terms of my ethnicity, in terms of maybe not racism, but more long times of being dealing with people who are bigoted, is when you're doing man on the street stories, when you're just covering the average story, you know, a story that I can tell. If there's anything that unifies the vast majority of people here at AHA, is that we're first generation journalists. My dad was an electrical engineer. My mom was a political science major, and she was then a stay-at-home mom after that. That is probably one of the biggest unifying things is and what I hear from a lot of young journalists, you know, you have that moment where you tell your mom and dad that you're going to be a journalist, and the questions and why, and you know, if you've ever watched the movie Bend It Like Beckham, where the mom has that crying scene, that was the crying scene my mom had when I left Georgia Tech. I went to Georgia Tech to become an engineer, and I left after a year. And my mom had pretty much the same crying experience. Like, oh, she's not going to be an engineer. Right out of Bend It Like Beckham, no joke. So that's, if there's anything that's unifying, it's that. There are other experiences that are not in common, but, you know, there are certain things that we can talk about, some of the challenges of, you know, there are stereotypes we deal with, being Asian American, specifically Indian American, like you and I are, that you worry. There are certain things that we don't have in common. Post 9/11, some of us who are Indian American, Pakistani American, from that part of Asia, had to deal with issues that our fellow Japanese American and Chinese American reporters did not have to deal with. So yes, there are things that are different than the things that are the same. What it does is you have what happens like last night. Last night, four or five of us sitting at the bar talking about where we are in our lives. Because in the end, there's very few people that understand the experience of being a journalist. Period, just a journalist. There's even fewer who understand the extra things that come with that, and that's being like an Asian journalist. Because there are not a ton of extra challenges. I'm an Asian journalist, and what I mean by that is my ethnicity either helps or hurts a story maybe once every couple of months. We, on the number one reason that we all here unite is because we're journalists. That's the number one, and that's a lot of our conversation, is we're journalists. I don't know if you went to this morning's panel. This morning's panel with Deputy Labor Secretary Christopher Liu and Lehan Chan, who worked on Mitt Romney's campaign. It is absolutely 100% insane for anybody to even look at Asian Americans as one group. They were talking politically. To even look at Indian Americans as one cohesive group is insane. Whether it's politically, journalistically. The great thing that they said in there, that Christopher Liu and Leon Chan said, was there's no Telemundo for us. There's no BET for Asian Americans. Because if you did Telemundo for Asian Americans, how many languages would you have to use?